Short Stack Radio. We're having lots of fun at Short Stack Radio. So come and sing along, we're talking about shit and it doesn't make sense, but we're the best of friends, so listen anyway. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to Short Stack Radio episode 8. My name is Sean, here with Andy and Brady.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, episode 8, boys.
I'd like to review your intro.
Good, bad.
Three out of ten.
Should I do it again?
Maybe get a bit more energy into it.
Really?
You seem a little bit.
You're doing it again, but we're going to keep recording.
Okay. And hi, and welcome to Short Stack Radio, episode 8. My name is Sean. I'm here with Brandrew and Brady. Oh, can't do it right. We've got to do the first one.
You know we're keeping going.
We've got to do the first one.
Yeah, that'll do. So how are we, boys?
I'm good, good. Oh, God, I had the best weekend ever.
It was a very eventful one.
This is what I don't get. It's like it was the NRL Grand Final. Quite possibly, I'm just going to put this out there, not only the greatest NRL Grand Final of all time, but the greatest Grand Final in the history of sport.
I reckon it was up there. It was one
that
the movies
were made. Can you think of anything better?
Yeah, yeah. No, it almost like felt too planned.
What was your opinion on the NRL Grand Final, Brady? Oh, that's right. You're not a man. You don't watch football.
Well, that was going to be my response.
So, do you know what happened?
No.
So, Jonathan Thurston, all right, he is the ninth immortal of the game. One of the best players to ever play the game. Jonathan Thurston never won a premiership. You know, when he won for the Bulldogs, this is how good a guy this guy is. You would love him, Brady. So, when he was first starting out, he played for the Bulldogs.
Mm.
And he was that nice a guy. He played in the grand final because the captain was injured and had to be out.
I love him.
So when they won the premiership, you get a ring, and he gave his ring to the captain.
You get a ring?
Yeah,
you get it. Seems like such a dainty reward for a manly ring.
It's worth a lot too.
They play with the ring?
No. It's just a nice ring. It's full of diamonds.
That's weird.
It's a bit, yeah. Anyway, so they won, but they won by like 1 point, and he kicked it and he hit the post, and oh, they scored a try to equalize, and last, like what, the buzzer went. They scored after the buzzer. Oh, it was so good.
It was a very intense match, but I somehow feel that a lot of our fans would be very disinterested in it.
People commented on our thing. They're like, oh, why do people like football so much? It's like, oh.
Yeah, I don't understand like trying to make a point by saying I don't like football. Like, I get that people like it.
We have a friend, and every time there's like an NRL game or State of Origin or something, he's like, oh, don't see the appeal of like a couple of guys just half naked tackling each other and kicking a ball around the field. What are you doing this weekend? I'm going to go drive my truck up a hill. It's like, what?
Wait, was that Shannon?
Yeah, totally Shannon.
Did he post that?
Always. Every origin, something really? Like that. There's always like, why are people so interested in sports? I love sports.
Guys, I'd like to start off the show with a bit of feedback from Alicia.
Here we go.
She said, my dad knows how to sew and has always stitched up our stuff if it got wrecked, and he's a police officer. Pretty manly.
Oh, legend.
Yeah. So I just like.
What kind of bloke?
There you go, Andy. We were talking about how your ex-girlfriend said that sewing wasn't very manly.
Oh, well, there you are. Officer, what was his name? We'll just call him Stanley. Officer Manly Stanley. he approves of my sewing skills.
I thought that was going to be a joke then. It's like, because I thought it was like a dad joke. Like, just he always kidding. Has me in stitches or something like that.
Oh.
So he likes to sew.
Oh,
so, yeah.
He should have done that.
Maybe
missed
it
the mark,
is.
Alicia. What did you do this weekend, Brady?
Brady and I actually had an adventurous week.
You and Brady?
Did.
What the fuck am I?
Did Brady tell you?
Why aren't I invited?
Oh, because you weren't really involved in the crisis at hand.
What is this? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the neighbor issue.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. That oh, I left. Yeah, is this last week?
Yeah, it was. It was the start of the week. Yeah, so last week now. The story is, right, we're at Brady's place, and I parked my car across the road at Brady's place. It's like a suburban street. There's not many people on it. You know, plenty of room to park. Anyway, one day, like the other week, I received a little piece of paper that was sitting on the window, and I was like, well, that's a bit strange. I look at it, and it was actually a fine, and I was so baffled for what I did. Like, I was literally parked on the side of the street, no idea what was going on. I looked to the right of me, and there was a weird dude with, like, black hair just, like, looking at me kind of in the driveway, and I'm like, that's a bit sus. Didn't think much of it. Drove off.
Well, you did park on top of three children,
That's not quite true. It was definitely just parallel parked on the side of the street. Anyway, go and call up the RTO, wherever it's called, because I was just genuinely baffled what I did wrong. And they told me that they actually had a complaint from a neighbor. And I was like, bam!
It was me!
That was that man. It was that guy staring at me. And then I went and told Brady the story the next day. And he was like, no way. Because actually, when he was parked in that very same spot, there was a screw that was put into the tyre and it was completely flat.
And I never discovered the culprit.
Well, you thought maybe you drove over it. Maybe you did. But at the same time, it was very suspicious. So Brady and I was like, no, I want to find out about this. For someone to go out of their way to do that, I was not affecting anyone.
Did you actually confront him?
We went and confronted.
No way. Yes,
no, we went. But it was kind of like it was one of those townhouse sections. So it was like there were actually four houses in that section. We had to go knocking door to door at this place.
And the first lady, she was so creeped out. And then I thought about it. I was like, if someone came into my door and was like, "Oh, is your husband home?" I'd be like, "Well, I probably wouldn't get asked that." But
you should have dressed up as policeman.
No, well, just a couple of little bogan kids. But
she was scared though, because we were like, you could tell we were there for something, not just like, "Oh, we do like to speak about Jesus or something."
She was super polite. Though she was a lovely lady,
she was scared though.
You should have had baseball bats with you and wore balaclavas.
Then after the fourth knocking, it was the fourth house along, the last one, knocked on the door, and there answers a guy with jet black hair. The same one.
I'm imagining like the teacher from Fairly Odd Parents.
No, it was like probably 40 to 50s, like, you know, he was a bit older.
I'd say 60.
No.
jet black hair.
No, but it was dyed. That's why I was like, it's definitely him, but I wasn't 100. I was about 95% sure that it was him. So anyway, you know, we confront him and said, "Hi, would just like to know if you called up about like my car that was parked in Frank's shoes." Completely denies it, rah rah. But then all of a sudden he whipped out the rule, because like, we just want to make sure that we're not doing anything wrong by parking there. Like, it's just out front of the house. It's the only place to park.
Yeah.
Like, denied it. And then he all of a sudden whipped out this random rule that I hadn't heard of. And it was apparently you have to be more than 3 meters away from a double white line. That's what I did wrong. That's what the issue of what I did with my park. But literally, the park, the street is so skinny that if I was 3 meters away from that double line, I would be on the gutter on the grass, which would be another fine. So it was literally nothing I could do. But anyway, that's mine and Brady's.
What a prick!
He swore at you as well.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, he called you an effing. Well, we'll beep it. But he called you an effing asshole.
Yeah.
Why?
And I was like, because I don't really know.
Because he realised that
he was just a jerk. And he was like, he started to get all like,
I
just wanted to ask the bloke, because it's like, who does that? Who goes out of their way to, you know, ruin someone's day for no benefit of their own?
I wouldn't be able to. I'd lose sleep over this. Like, I would have to just like, I'd have to do something to him.
Well, I'm tempted. Like, I have a whole bunch. Cause
what are you going to do, Pulp Fiction? Well, I want to hear your top three.
This is kind of similar. Look, I went to a festival ride ages ago, last year, and there was this tent, like just a couple of tents over, and they thought it would just be hilarious, like this full festival full of people, tent city, to just play this one song. Have you heard the saxophone song?
Which
the one. And it's like the crazy sexy saxophone guy, and he's like wearing short shorts. Anyway, we'll look it up. Brady, you can.
I know the George Michael one.
It might be that song. Nah, not that one. Not that one. But it's like, it's like the Nana. What's that Nana Cat song? The Nana. Na. Like,
yeah.
It's like a repeat of that. And they literally did it 4 days straight. Yeah. 6 o'clock in the morning, everything. So it's like me and my friends were like, we went and got all these padlocks and we're going to padlock their tent shut and do all that. But it never ended up happening because I'm a wimp, I guess. Anyway, but I got all these padlocks in my car.
Are you locking my tent, you sweetie little man? I'll kill you.
So I'm thinking about doing this to this jerk, and just nothing too bad. Just like
his tent.
Really? No, just
play music.
Because you notice he had one of those door, like the window, you know, like the doors that have those
what if
that
weird
shape.
That
is it called an oblong shape?
You're gonna kill him.
I don't know, that weird, you know, the fly screen doors.
You get
you
to
know
an, you get to a certain age in your life where you stop calling it an oblong and you start calling it a rectangle.
No, I don't know.
When you're a little kid.
Hey, it's an oblong.
Like, you can't imagine Donald Trump going, "Oh, it was a kind of oblong." It's like, no, it's a rectangle.
Well, it's one of those shapes. Wouldn't that be inconvenient for every time you open your door and your 50 freaking padlock stuck to it? You're like, oh, that's so annoying.
Or cable
that's all
ties.
I want to do. I just want to inconvenience the wanker.
But see, padlocks are really hard to get off. If you did cable ties, like, they're kind of easy to get off, but if you did a lot of them, it would be very time-consuming.
I might do that. One night, I'm going to sneak back up here to that man's house.
And what you haven't...
Maybe he's an avid podcast listener.
Well, I was going to... That's exactly what I was going to say. Now he's going to be prepared.
He just has like a shitload of keys.
And now he has ammunition, because he did ask for my name. I was like, as if I'm in a turn, I was like, "What's your name, Sonny?"
Did you just give him a fake name?
Oh, my Bob.
Bob Boner.
Hey,
actually had a banana update. A few fans sent me some pictures. The foil situation.
Hold on,
I'm changing the world.
Have we got a banana? Have we got a banana theme song that we do? I don't think we have.
No.
All right, let's go banana. We need a banana update. That was the Bachelor theme song.
Banana Boys 2015.
Not really an update. It's more just, yeah, no. Our fans are sending me pictures of them using the foil on the bananas.
Really?
I'm super happy. Yeah, I've got it here. There's a picture they sent me. They didn't do a very good job, though.
Right. They did it wrong?
Sweep it out. Well, no, but it was just a bit too much foil. Like, you don't want to waste your foil.
It's like a whole freaking roll of foil.
It's almost half the banana they did.
That's a crap foil job.
Yeah, you didn't do very good. But, that's, you know, so look weird. At those bananas. They're
you know what? I did see that on Twitter, actually, and it was the other night, and I was like, what the fuck is that?
Changing the world one banana one at a time.
One banana
I'm
at
pretty
a time.
Proud of that. I feel like I'm gonna get busy this week. And I think I'm actually going to write into A Current Affair and today, uh-huh. tonight.
Tell them
and,
that story.
You should I want do, my story.
You should do an open letter on it from Shortstack's Facebook. How much do you hate... Oh, I've already talked about that as well. Just the people that openly rip on companies
don't
on Facebook.
Just, no negative things. So Andy missed out on a pretty adventurous night that we had. Sounds weird, but
now I'm being left out.
Yeah. So you were definitely left out.
Everyone just wants to do fun things with me. So we went to try the new Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
Guitar Hero Live, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's right.
The EV Expo.
Played COD.
Yeah. Sick.
Played the new Black Ops 3. And also, well, my highlight of the night, I got to try virtual reality.
Let me set the scene for you. Okay, so there's Guitar Hero up there, which is awesome. There's Star Wars thing, giving out free beer and free Star Wars figurines. Then there's Assassin's Creed up the back. You can play all these amazing new games. Mm. Or... you can wait in like a sweaty constructed
it was so hot.
5x3 room with really? Like 30 other dudes for half an hour to put on a headset that 20 neck sweaty neck beards before you've put on. What would you do?
Reality sounds pretty cool.
Oh my
it
God.
Was like, that's next so level. Crowded.
But it was so good. Okay, so I did the demo that I've been waiting to play for ages. It was called the London Heist. Mm. And you put on the helmet and you sit down and this guy, he yells at you. He's like, I don't know who they based him off.
But he's like Guy Ritchie.
Okay, let's go with that. Guy Ritchie yells at you.
Not Guy Ritchie.
I was going to say.
Jason Statham. The guy in all the Guy Ritchie films.
Didn't look like Guy Ritchie. And he yells at you, and it feels like, and you can look around the entire room, and obviously everyone's just watching me look around at nothing, and then suddenly you're behind a desk, and you're shooting guys, and it was so amazing. It was incredible.
What I did, though, I'm a really funny guy. Yeah. So Brady had the headphones on and the head thing on, so you can't see anything except, like, what's in front of you. Mm. And, like, he has controllers in his hand, so it's pitch black, and it's, like, this thriller thing. There's, like, people shooting at you and escaping you. So while he's, like, in the middle of it, I went up behind him, Brian grabbed him and he freaked out.
Not really.
He cried.
But it was awesome.
Little C was there, by the way.
Oh, really?
And I like Little C, and I've been looking forward to meeting them for ages. So while Brady and Jeff were, like, in the middle of the thing, I was just ransacking, like, this whole tray of food to myself. And Little C were like, hey, you're different show today. I looked up and had, like, 5 party pies. And I was like, oh, man, what's up? They're just covered in party pies and beer and shit.
Thing that grinds my gears, probably what I seem to be most known for in Shortstack TV. I'm still getting it to
the
this
smelly
day.
Guy.
No,
the ugly guy.
No,
the smelly ugly guy.
Gone. Spelling gone. Yeah. Like episode, like what was it for? Back in the day, like young kid, I spelled gone wrong. I spelled it like corn or something instead. But
easy mistake,
well,
Andy.
You know, it's I spell it as it sounds. Anyway,
so but you don't say gone.
No, but like, anyway, look, that was back in the day. Let it go, man. You're living in the past, man. You're living in the past. Anyway, so since then, I feel like I've gotten the image of the idiot one.
How did that happen?
I'm unintelligent. I'm the bogan. Rah, rah, rah.
Let's say unintelligent.
Last week, okay. I was a bit like, you corrected. Brady, we can do a little quick replay. I was talking about how Sam from Sam and Nia was feeling a bit suppressed. By her husband. He's the ringleader. He's just like telling her what to do and how they should do this vlog thing and how it should be. And I feel like she feels a little bit suppressed, I think, because like in
I think by suppressed you mean oppressed.
Oppressed, whatever.
Suppressed.
So, what does suppress mean?
Suppressed. Yeah. I think that's like the thing you put on a gun, isn't it? Like suppressor.
Yeah, well, that still works. That works. I said she felt a little bit suppressed.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's completely wrong. Like, that's not even a word. And then you're like, suppressor. And I was like, wait a minute. But I was so sure. I was so sure of myself. You know what? This week, I did a little Googling.
Yep.
I looked up the definition of suppressed compared to the one that you said.
Which is oppressed.
And I was completely right.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Suppress, right? Suppress, the definition to suppress. Forcibly put an end to, prevent the development, action, or expression of a feeling, impulse, idea, etc.
You were talking about a girl, though, and how, like...
Yeah, no, she feels suppressed. A bit suppressed by her husband.
But that suppressed is like... But the way you just described it is like... Stopping something.
Yeah, that's
not
what
holding
he's doing.
It back.
Holding her back. That's what it says.
What
suppressed.
Does oppressed
prevent
mean?
The development. Oh, oppressed versus oppressed. To burden with cruel or unjust totalitarianism.
I reckon in this situation, there's multiple definitions.
See, Sean, you were always great at English at school. You're a great lyricist.
Yeah.
Now, how does it feel to know? I'm the smart one.
I'm calling shenanigans.
The smart one. It's not. Look it up. Suppress. That's the definition, and it works perfectly with what I was talking about.
I don't know.
I forget
if
what
it
you're talking about, but
depressed.
Suppressed.
Okay.
But it should be oppressed.
No. Looked it up.
Yeah.
Oppressed,
no. It's completely
more,
right.
Oppressed
the exercise
is more
of
like,
authority and power in burdensome, cruel, or unjust manner. Yes, that would mean that her husband is oppressing
unjust.
Her.
No, but suppressed, like, they're very similar. They have similar meanings. Yours would more be reflected to, like, a race being oppressed.
Yes.
Something right. like that. Not really, can't really fit that into a thing. Anyway, point of the matter is, I'm now the smart one. Since
smart.
iPhone came along as well, like, autocorrect, I'm actually a pretty decent speller.
Maybe.
I have this friend, right, and she was an absolute Nazi about using the right your, this, that,
well,
all that.
I'd say most people
you,
are.
Where, and all that, and I am actually a bit of a gun with them now. Like, I know him. I know.
It only took you 27 years.
Yeah, well, 27 years, and you know, I'm pretty good at it. So I think I've deserved the right to shake the gorn.
You know what? I'll download a year 9 English test, and you can take it on the podcast next week.
Let's have feedback in, please. Who is more intelligent, Sean or Andy?
So this weekend is my brother's bachelor party.
That's
his
exciting.
Box party. It is very exciting.
He
kind of has no idea how to be a normal human being that functions in society. All right, to put it in, I don't know, I'm a bit of a Bart Simpson. He's a bit of a Ned Flanders.
Yeah.
Your GoPro is full again.
No, oh, it doesn't say full, I don't
speaking
think.
Speaking of him, he just sent me a text. And he
stop
said,
talking about me.
At the box, is it okay to have kale instead of lettuce? No, he didn't really. I'm doing it. I'm doing it with all his friends. And one of his friends, like, I said on the Facebook invite, I'm like, yo, I'm doing this box party.
How come I didn't get a Facebook invite?
Oh, sorry.
Why?
Really awkward. Yeah, no, you definitely did.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. Oh. You didn't click reply, though, because you're horrible. And I was like, oh, is anyone allergic to anything or something like that? I thought I'd just put it out there. Yeah. Mm. Oh, so many people wrote back, and they're like, I'm allergic to this. I can't have gluten. Oh, I can't drink beer. I can't do this. Someone wrote back, they're allergic to cat hair. And I was like, yeah, dude, like, probably not going to be hanging around any kittens or anything. But yeah, and I
that
took.
That sounds like an awesome box to me.
Oh, it sounds amazing. They're like, no strippers, no anything like that. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You know, strippers are pretty seedy anyway. And then I went like shopping for the booze with my brother, and he's like, oh, we're probably going to drink like 4 beers each, hey? I was like, what? Maybe in the first like hour. And then, because we're hitting the town after it, and he's like, oh, we should organize someone to pick us up, maybe like 11, 11:30. Mm. He's like, what? You're out of your mind. 11:30 a.m.
I guess what you're saying is he's a bit of a Debbie Downer.
Yes.
Replacing perhaps the Brady Debbie Downer.
Which reminds me, you have to bring that dildo for me.
Yes, I will. That's still in my room.
What?
You know that dildo? It's
what?
from the DVD. Everyone's seen the
giant dildo.
It's up
I
in my
like
room.
It needs a name. What should the dildo's name be?
See, I'm kind of worried about that, Bob, because you hit me up the other day to get these giant dildo, right? And it's currently in the roof of my house, which is now rented out to tenants. So how the hell am I meant to sneak into the house? Well, I
you
can't sneak into the
there.
House. Yeah, it's in the roof, but like in the
that's
in the,
hilarious.
But it's packed away. Like I've got heaps of stuff up there in the roof. I'm thought sure
so
no one's
like,
going to go on the roof.
Vibrating sound?
No, it doesn't vibrate.
It's just rubber.
But now I have to figure out how I'm going to like because obviously I have to say, hey, I left something in the roof. Can I go and get it? But it's like surely they're going to be watching me. How am I going to whip out these giant pink dildos? Like,
I'm doing you a favor right now. I'm gonna make sure we touch on this, no pun intended, why do you own a giant dildo?
Because no, Lewis bought it for my birthday.
Yeah, back in the day on tour.
It was a present for my birthday.
that one we attached to my base.
Why do you have a giant dildo?
They're so expensive.
Yeah, it was like $80.
But the expense doesn't have anything to do with
investment.
Why
you never know when you're going to
need vintage dildos. Yeah, it is vintage dildos.
Feel like, you know, we are getting a bit older. Let's not
for yourself, mate.
And it was something I was thinking about the other day back in high school, how I feel like sometimes the kids, right? The kids in high school, they're where the trends are at. They're the trendsetters, they know where the score is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was just thinking about it. On the way up here. That year, because I was in the grade above you guys, I finished, was working at Domino's, wasn't at school for a year. And then, what was it? I remember what it was. Yeah, you guys have gone to school. And I remember I found the funniest thing. I thought I was so hilarious. It was like when The Simpsons came out. The Simpsons movie. This is back in like ringtone days where you get those old polyphonic ones. And it was like, I got the Spider Pig ringtone. And I go and showed you guys. And I was thinking, holy cow, guys, this is so hip. How trendy is this? And you guys made so much fun of me. I was like, oh, I'm out of touch.
Brady's off to America. What are you most excited about?
Well,
going to America.
We've done London twice now, guys.
Hey-o.
The last time we went, I got criticized a lot for my wacky ideas.
Wacky ideas. Wacky. Translates to time wasting.
I already know where this is going.
I wanted to do a scary ghost bus tour.
No, that's a little bit better than what we actually did.
Okay. Yeah. I also really wanted to do, this was like my most excited and probably my highlight of the entire trip.
Oh my God.
Ripley's Believe It or Not in London. Everyone's
so, you know, you can do that at the Gold Coast.
No, you can't. It's not the same thing. No, they have like different things.
A TV exactly show on that you can watch that's better than this. Yeah. Thing. It was so boring.
No, it wasn't. You had
it
a good time.
Was it boring?
It was so boring. No, I'm one of those people. You're in a unique area like that. Yeah. Like you want to do something cultural. You want to do something that is, you know, only to that area. But things like I wanted to go on the London Eye and stuff like that. And you guys pissed in those.
See, London Eye wasn't that good, though.
No, I wasn't.
No, but I know what else you're planning because you're the same. It's like, oh, when we want to go out, I want to go to an authentic, like an Indian place. The Indian food in London was like, no, well, you know, they do have some of the best Indian food in the world.
Can't even remember it.
So I would like to try that. I'd like to go to, you know, the dungeons and stuff like that. All the experience. You're wanting to go to New York so you can try out the McDonald's.
Yes.
No one cares about McDonald's.
No, in his defense, he's got Madame Tussauds hooked up as well.
My joy is going, oh, how do you do this thing that I've done a million times? I want to see how they do McDonald's. I can't wait to see the toilets.
The toilets there are fucking weird.
Yeah, see?
Because they made so much water in them. So wasteful.
And like, there's not a lot of space between where your butt is and the water.
Ah, so well-endowed men.
So, your dong could, like, plop in the toilet water.
I imagine it would. And I always wondered that because, you know, like, you have those movies or whatever and women are so fanatical about, like, wanting the toilet seat down. And I was like, it's not really a big deal.
Oh.
And I was so confused. But it's like, America, that's why in America, if you don't have a toilet seat down there, you could definitely get your fanny in it if you sat down. Fanny is bum.
In America.
We're
talking American now.
You're going to have to learn these.
The way you said it.
That's one way to get a wet pussy. Oh. but no, it's so true. And you go over there and like you go to public toilets and stuff and it's just so close to where like the top is. It's like, here it is. This is what the few people in here before you have done.
Yeah, and I have heard complaints from them when they come over here and they say, oh, but you know, you get
so much room down there.
I can kind of relate to that in my new place because sometimes you get like weird angled bowls and stuff like that that don't do it. And my current one in the new rental, it's one of those bowls. Like I have to sit right on the edge just not to get a little skiddy in the back. Like because it's like the water's so low. And it's like the first like 10 times I did it, it was like, no, there was a mark there, then I have to wash it off and all that. So, no, I could see the benefit, but at the same time, so wasteful.
Do you know what, though? So many things are so important to me about buying a house that, like, I'm sure these are things that are important to everyone, but then things you definitely don't check out when you look at a house. Shower head.
You can easily change that, though.
Yeah, very easy. Like, go to Bunnings, 50 bucks, unscrew it.
Oh, here's one. Here's one for you that you'll actually hate me for. So in my old place, I had two showers and the shower in the guest room kept leaking. Yeah. So instead of going and buying a new washer for it, I undid it, stuffed a bit of blue tack in there and did it back up. So you couldn't use the shower, but it stopped leaking.
Oh, okay.
And no one ever used it anyway.
You know, like, they're very cheap. Bunnings, $2.50.
Blue tack, mate. $2.50. A lot cheaper. Fix it.
Blue tack's like $8 for a...
I already had the blue tack. So many uses.
Yeah, now your shower doesn't work. I once had a friend. I won't say... I was when they were a kid, so, you know, it happens sometimes.
Was it me?
I was a little scared. No, I was at my dad's house, right?
It was your dad.
There was a member of my family. I'm just going to leave it at that. There was a member of my family. So gross, right? And it was in my dad's, like, scary house. It was a bit spooky back in the day.
I would like to point out I was not a part of this.
Did you ever go to the spooky house?
No.
No, I didn't.
No, but we had a dog as well. Like, there was a dog in the house, and it was a bit grubby. And anyway, there was this one morning we woke up to, like, a massive poo on the floor. And like, this certain family member turns around and they were like dead set. Like, oh no, it was a dog. My dad's like, no way, this dog, that's a swirly one. You can tell that's human poo. Anyway, we found out it was a certain family member who was just too afraid to go to the bathroom down the stairs.
Aww. So
they just went behind the lounge. They did it. I'm like, come on, that's like caveman days.
Was it you?
No, it was me. I promise you it was not me. It wasn't me this time. Okay, might be a little grubby, but 100% was not me.
This is kind of messed up, but I can honestly say, I'll even go as far as saying, someone on our tour crew at one point pooped on the motel floor.
Yeah. What a funny guy. Whoever would have done that must have been so hilarious.
Yeah, and like good looking too. Like, pick up a little piece, and wasn't there like a phone or something like that?
I put it on a bit of paper and put his phone next to it, so he really, but it wasn't touching. But it was so close. So for him to pick it up, he had to like navigate around the poo.
Messed up.
I was planning on doing it like. Like a square. I was in the middle of
it's a trap.
So we have had a lot of fans hitting us up recently. Well, it's good because now most of them arrive. So many of them being like, hey, Andy, Sean, Brady, like, where are these bobbleheads?
It's been
taking so long, and we do apologize. It's been much longer. Obviously, we want to give you guys the best product, but here's the story. Sean, do you want to tell the story of what actually happened, why it was late?
I was going to film a video and put it on Facebook, but we can do it again. So a lot of people have actually tweeted me and been like, oh, at the bottom of the box, this is now why you're looking at the bottom of the box, and it's been cut out.
Yeah.
A weird shape as well.
Like a triangle. Mm. And there was a penis drawn on the bottom of the box.
It was hilarious. Like, it wasn't like a full of veiny like one. It was like little cartoon.
A child's dude.
It was
a
cartoon dick pic.
And we thought it was hilarious. Like, because Sean did all the artwork for the box. And when he sent it to Universal, everyone was fine. It was approved, started making it or whatever. Then all of a sudden, they sent it to the legal department after they were already made, of course.
And like, after they're ordered.
And they're like, no. And they're like, they were worried. They said, what if like a 13-year-old fan gets it and we get a complaint? We can't even risk having one complaint. I'm like, have you seen some of the shit we've done? I'm sorry, but any fan of ours would not be offended.
We've been making the fan calls for people who pre-ordered the album.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just about finished, but maybe just calling a few people back who we couldn't leave a voicemail for or anything.
We have had a lot. I've still got a couple of go. So, yeah, you know, answer your phone if it's a private call, might be us.
Yes, there's only a few left. But, any interesting calls that you guys had?
A lot of mine just, like, don't pick up. And then they're like, why don't you call me? What do you mean? I called you like 4 times with like 500 messages.
Oh.
I swear people just like getting fucking voicemails.
Well, but that's the thing is I actually felt like I was like, oh, pick up your phone. You know, I'm trying to call now because I had a lot of people not picking up as well. And I think I figured out and I would actually be like this as well. I don't want to talk to someone. I would rather I'd get too scared.
There was one situation with me. Like I called this one person 6 times because they messaged me on Facebook. Oh, I miss your call. Can you please call me back? I had a call from private. So I went and called her back. Still didn't answer. I'm like, okay. Wrote back to her. I was like, I tried calling you, still didn't answer. Yeah. And she's like, oh, try again. And then I did that again.
It was the wrong number.
No, she got the private call. She's like, sorry, I'm at work. I can't answer right now. And I'm like, come on now. Like, I do have a lot of people to call, and I've called this one person 6 times. I called her afterwards, and I spoke to her. Glad I did, because lovely girl. Her name was Amy, actually. I think that's why I went to extra effort. Because, you know,
you're a nice legend. Guy, Andy.
I spoke to a lot of mums and dads who were extremely confused at first.
Me too. That sucks.
So I don't know what you guys do. I said, someone picks up, right? And automatically you can kind of tell when it's not real.
Oi, Barbara, the wanker from Short Stacks on the phone. Who? Who are they?
What's a Short Stack?
Oh,
Guys, would you rather, would you answer me these would you rathers?
Sure.
Or would you rather do something else? Would you?
You can just insert cricket sounds right there.
Would you rather, are you paying attention, Sean Dibney?
Yeah.
Would you rather only be able to wear T-shirts with nipple holes cut out or have to sing Don't Stop Believin' in its entirety every time you hear someone sneeze?
I don't hear people sneeze that often, but I suppose if you had to sing Don't Stop Believing, you'd notice people sneezing a lot more.
I reckon
Don't stop sneezing.
I'm pretty similar to, it's Regina George, isn't it? I reckon if I was to wear the nipple tassel open ones, I reckon I'd bring it in. Like, give it a couple of weeks, you guys would be rocking the little holes in your nipples.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to go nipple tassel too, okay. Just to help Andy out in his endeavor.
Would you rather have sex with someone really ugly or the hottest person you are related to? Andy's already filled us in with this one. With his hot episode 4, maybe? Andy's hot cousin?
I feel that it's not blood beauty relation. Is in the eye of the beholder, and I don't feel that there is anyone.
Beauty is in the eye of the stepbrother.
Ugly, so no, just, yeah.
I'd definitely go ugly person because I don't think anyone in my family, my immediate family, is that good looking.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. That's probably a healthy thought. Guys, would you rather spend a night alone in an abandoned, secluded, haunted house in a rural area without a phone or flashlight, or attempt sober stand-up comedy for 15 minutes in front of an audience of about 250, including all of your friends and family?
Ooh.
That's a tough one, right?
Haunted house.
Do you have prep? Like, is it an instantaneous one, or do you get a couple
of weeks? You get an hour's preparation.
Oh, an hour. I'm not really super quick witty. Like, sometimes if I sit down, yeah, maybe, like, give me a week or two, I might be able to come up with an all right routine.
But what how long was the routine? 15 minutes. I'd rather get that 15 minutes over and done with than the haunted house.
Yeah, I'm not big on, like, scary things.
Would you rather get poked in the eyeball with an erect penis 100 times or have 100 eyeballs shot at your penis traveling 100 kilometers per hour?
I'm going to go with the penis in the eye.
It's pretty disturbing, though. It's going to be very confronting.
Thank you very much to everyone for tuning in. I don't know if we'll have this episode. It might just be the next one because it's just the Andy and Sean show while Brady's in New York.
Oh, yeah, right. We'll sort something out.
So we'll be back in like 2 weeks maybe. But, thanks everyone for tuning in. Once again, please subscribe, write a little comment, tell us how much you love it, tell all your friends about it.
Tell us what you don't like. What's not working? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting a bit used to them now, so I don't know what's gold or what's like.
It's gold, Jerry.
What's like, sometimes I feel
more
like
NRL talk,
because we've already like heard it, so we listen back and it's like, it's only instantly funny if you listen once and then it's like, oh, I don't know.
I just had a really good idea.
What's that?
Do it.
Okay, when I'm away in New York, we each do our own personal competing podcast show.
Oh, yes.
All by ourselves.
Yes.
By ourselves.
Can we do it on our phone?
I don't know. Are there many people out there that do the solo podcast? Like, surely you got to be talking to someone.
You've got to talk about something pretty
interesting. No, fuck you guys. I'm going to get guests in.
It's just be you in a room.
It's me and Jimmy Fallon.
I might see Jimmy Kimmel in LA.
Really?
How would that be? Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You might see me on TV. Thank you. Remember to send any questions or feedback to podcast@shortstackband. Send us an email and we might get back to you. Have a nice week.
Tickets on sale to our summer tour. So we'll see you guys there.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.